I'll call the meeting to order and may everyone please stand and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We now will have presentations, and I believe it's Jeanette Newberry.
Yes.
Please, thank you.
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Jeanette Newberry, and I'm a manager at the Community Services Agency. And I get the privilege of coming before you today to recognize November as National Adoption Month. Waiting for my PowerPoint. There we go. Every year we're monitored in Santa Claus County for how we perform in regards to adoption. And what you're looking at is a graph of children who entered the foster care system due to abuse and neglect and exited to adoption within 24 months. And as you can see from our performance on this measure, Santa Claus County is performing very, very well. We are currently at 83.9%. And that's well over the national standard, the California average, as well as the Central Valley County averages. In 2010-2011 fiscal year, we had 82 dependent children who were adopted in Santa Claus County. Additionally, families in Santa Claus County adopted more than 61 children through other counties and private agencies. As you can see, we have many years of performance in regards to adoption and continue to do very well, well more than the required 63 adoptions that we're supposed to achieve. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our partner agencies in addition to our own agency in regards to adoption. So if you could all stand when I call your name and be recognized. Aspiranet Foster and Adoption Services, Bethany Christian Services, Family Connections Christian Adoptions, Families First, Koinonia Family Services, Sierra Vista and Child and Family Services, and Stanislaus County. And now I'd like to take time to introduce Agnes Perez. She's going to share with you a wonderful collaboration that's occurring in Santa Claus County known as the Foster and Adoption Care Team, or FACT.
Good morning. The FACT committee started in 2008 as a collaborative of FFAs, or foster family agencies, who wanted to come together to break down the barriers of competition between FFAs. So what we do is we know that we have a common goal, which is to find a safe, loving, permanent home for all foster youth in Santa Claus County, as well as other surrounding counties. We want to be able to find the best possible match for these kids, despite what agency the family is certified with. So we come together on a monthly basis, and we discuss recruitment opportunities. We partner with Santa Claus County Community Services Agency to discuss referrals for youth who need a home, and we join together and do community events such as the Farmers Market. We had an event at Funworks, and then we just celebrated our second annual National Adoptions Day. It started off as, like I said, 12 plus agencies who were invited to come, and we resulted with a consistent 6 FFAs, or foster family agencies, as well as Santa Claus County, and those agencies are Families First, Sierra Vista, Aspiranet, Safe Harbor, Family Connections, Koinonia, and Santa Claus County. Thank you.
And I'd like to invite Wayne Mott and Agnes Perez to come up for the proclamation. Thank you very much.
First of all, are we on? First of all, I'd like to thank you for your services. And as the resolution reads, at Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors, recognizes the essential value of belonging to a secure, loving, permanent family as every child's basic right. And it goes into a great deal more. And we just want to thank you for your services and keep up the good work. And are there a few words that either one of you would like to say at this time?
Sure. I'd just like to thank the board for taking a few moments to celebrate National Adoption Month and recognizing the importance of it. And I'd also like to thank the board for their ongoing support of the safety and well-being of children here in this county.
Well, once again, if I may, and say thank you once again, and keep up the good work. Thank you. We now have a presentation by Rick Robinson.
If I may have Mr. Powers come forward. Hey, come all the way up to the back, please. Jerry Powers is an interesting man. Those of us who have had the opportunity to work with Jerry recognize the passion with which he approaches his job. Those of us who have sat across the table from him and tried to work out difficult strategies and deals understand how both intelligent and articulate Jerry is. Jerry's intelligence and articulate nature have served Stanislaus County extraordinarily well in Sacramento over the last 8-9 years that Jerry has been chief probation officer. Jerry did something that every department head would like to emulate, and that is that he taught his staff how to lead the organization. And I think there can be no greater gift for an organization than a leader that recognizes the value of allowing staff to do the work that they're paid to do. Jerry epitomizes leadership both in his role in Sacramento and his role as Stanislaus County's chief probation officer. And even more than that, he epitomizes leadership in his role and relationship with the men and women who serve with him each and every day in the chief probation office. Jerry, it is a sincere privilege and pleasure for me to recognize you for the honor and dignity that you have brought to your position as chief probation officer. We wish you the very best in Los Angeles County. They made an excellent choice. Their gain is our loss. And would you like to share a few thoughts?
I need to say a few thank yous. Actually, Supervisor Withrow said you guys scheduled 30 minutes for me. So I do need to thank a few people, though. I've written a list. I'm not one for public speaking, so I'll try and make this short. First, I want to thank the board. You guys have been absolutely 100% behind probation and behind myself throughout your entire tenure, throughout my 9 years as the chief probation officer. You've been absolutely supportive. You've helped us see through our mission as probation professionals and do the best that we can do for our community from a public safety perspective. You brought us to the point where we could break ground a couple weeks ago on our new facility, and the community will forever be in debt to you for showing the courage to do that. I need to thank some prior board members as well, Jeff Grover, Ray Simon, Nick Blom, Pat Paul, Paul Caruso, and Tom Mayfield. They were there and they were part of this story for the probation department as well. So I want to thank all of you for your support over the years. I need to thank the judges. Their support of me 9 years ago and putting me in this position absolutely astounds me that they were willing to do that. And I appreciate your confidence. Rick, I need to thank you. Your steady leadership, your unflinching willingness to make tough decisions and do what was best for the organization, set the example for me to follow in my organization to be prepared going forward and to thinking long range, and I think that benefited the probation department, so thank you very much. I need to thank the three assistants, Patty, Monica, and Stan. Patty's not here, but Patty, thank you for your partnership throughout the years and for the personal dedication she put into bringing this facility that we did groundbreakings on. Monica and Stan, thank you as well for your role in keeping the probation department on the path. Monica, I know you'll do a great job. The deputies, Nancy, Keith, Pat Sweeney and Monica before, or and Eileen before them, and Jody, again, thank you for working so closely with the probation department. I don't know if you guys know this, but actually Jody worked for me before he came to work for the board, so I taught him everything he knows. I want to thank the department heads for the county. They've been great partners, those who came before you and those who are here. I was thinking last night, I'm not sure how many department heads are here today that were here 9 years ago when I was sworn in as chief. I can think of Tim Bazaar and Vanessa off the top of my head, but all the department heads who've come since then have been wonderful partners for the probation department, and I think it's a true testament to Stanislaus County that we continue to get quality people to lead our organization. I want to thank the county law enforcement partners. The police chiefs have been outstanding, working with probation, working with our staff, and helping to keep them safe out in the communities and partnering with us to do the public's do good for the public and for our citizens. So thank you to all the local police chiefs. I have to thank Adam and Birgit. They've been great partners for probation, personal friends. I'm going to miss you guys. My management team. They're the best a chief could ever ask for. They did everything I asked them to do. I didn't have to ask twice. I didn't have to go into a lot of detail. I just said, here's the vision, let's go do it. They did a fantastic job. They continue to do it. The department will be extremely well led going into the future. Jill, you're the best. You'll make a great leader for the department. Those folks out there, the staff, that's what it's all about. There's no one better. I couldn't ask for better people, better professionals than the probation department staff, the clerical staff, the admin staff, the institutional staff, the probation staff, the probation officers. There's no one better in the state of California than those folks right there. They made my job easy. It made me love coming to work every single day. I enjoyed myself. It can't get better. I'm going to go to Los Angeles, and I hope to be able to do the things down there that we've done here. You guys are the best. I'll never forget you. Thank you.
Now is the time for public comment, and John Mateka wishes to speak.
Good morning. My name is John Mateka. I live at 8505 Wilson Street in Grayson, California. I just wanted to address the board this morning, and I came before the board last Tuesday morning on the issue of the Federal Immigration Detention Center proposal for the Public Safety Center site and on the other proposal to house federal immigration detainees at our public facilities here, the safety center in particular. During that presentation that I made last week, I stated to you a fact that was incorrect, so I'm here today to correct that fact. When I made my presentation, I told you that the Obama administration had deported 100 women, men, and children during his administration. The correct figure is 1 million men, women, and children during his administration, more than any other president in the history of this country. The second figure that I gave you was correct, that during the year 2011, over 400,000 men, women, and children have been deported, mostly Mexican immigrants. So I just wanted to correct that for the record, and I await the information that I requested. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to make public comment at this time? Please stand and give your name, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, those that are left in the audience, I think a lot of us enjoyed, I can tell that you did, because you're wearing what I consider the most important lapel decoration the average American can earn. Okay, it's the I voted sticker. You know, I had the dubious honor of being the first individual in the precinct to vote this morning. The reason I say dubious is because I wasn't there all that early, okay? But it was nice to see that they had two sets there, that people were engaged in the great American, the truly great American tradition. You know, you talk to people and they say, I voted online. Or, I mailed it in. Well, I'll tell you what, especially in an off year, if half of the people voted the claim they voted, we'd be way higher than the 30-some percent we're going to get as a turnout today, okay? So I encourage anybody that's out there, anybody that's in the audience, if you haven't been, go ahead and say you sent it in by mail. But then before, on your way home or at lunch, stop by the voting booth. Color in the little circles, okay? I think that's extremely important. If you don't do that, you haven't got the right to stand here and go, hey, you're wrong. Or you're right. You don't have that option, okay? Unfortunately, I've re-upped, and 7 members of my family have re-upped. And since time's limited, I do want to go back to the one of the things that I still consider most important. I've discussed this the two planks that are left, the trying to set a limit on contributions before the voted or the elected supervisors are required to abstain or step back from voting in that. And the second one, of course, is if you donate a lot of money over $1,000 to an elected department head, that you can't do business with that department. And, you know, I've talked to the Tea Party patriots. I haven't been to Turlock yet, but I've been to the Modesto. I like their forums, so you get the chance to talk with them. I'm even scheduled to go there. I've talked to the women Democratic County, Women Democrats of Stanislaus County. I'm trying to talk to the average Republican. It's hard sometimes when you deal with the power brokers, because we all know they don't agree with me, but I don't really care. But when I go to the average citizen and say, should we have more money, special interest money in politics? They look at you like you're crazy. I said, well, you know, that's not what I'm pushing for. I'm trying to take money out of there. And I used the story a couple times, the old fable about the little Dutch boy putting his fingers in the dike. Well, first of all, I'm not Dutch, and by anybody's stretch, I'm not little. But the point is, there's lots of holes out there that need to be filled. Now, people say there's ways to get around those contributions, or those sets, or those points you're trying to make, those inactions. But the truth is, we need to plug those holes, whether it's in local, state, or national politics. We do not need more special interest money. And I'd truly like to see you continue taking the lead. If you want to discuss the amounts, you know, feel free. I don't claim to be an expert. I just recognize the problem and trying to do what the average citizen can do to make a small difference, to motivate people. And I think everybody, especially you gentlemen, the leaders of Stanislaus County, would prefer to be the leaders and set the path rather than having the masses come from behind and push. Yeah, I think that's important. You talk to one supervisor who says $1,000 contribution is a big contribution from an individual. You talk to another and he goes, well, you know, that's not very much money in this day and age. fair points on both sides. But do we need $1,000 and $1,500 and $2,000 contributions being passed around like it's coins being thrown in a fountain for a wish? I personally don't believe so. I don't think that's necessary. I think that takes the average citizen out of the game. And the only way thing we can do to make it better for the average citizen is to change the rules of the game. So I'm asking you one more time. I don't know how, well, it's not one more time, it's going to be one of many more times. You know me. Nothing else, it's persistence. But you need to decide how we can actually make things better so we can take the special interest money. Because one of the reasons I believe that we get such a poor turnout is people think they can't make a difference. They think that no matter who we put in office, money's going to make the difference. Money's going to change their mind. Money's going to make them a different person when it comes time to use the national term to push the button and make your vote, although we do eyes here, I understand. Now, I'm asking you, get together by yourselves. I'd be happy to talk with you on an individual basis to try to push the point, but I think you all recognize we need to make a change. The people deserve it. You deserve it. Why should you have special interest money on your shoulder going, this is what we need to do? Gentlemen, I thank you for your time. And everybody out there, get out and vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak at this time? If not, I'll bring it back and we'll go into a consent calendar, of which we will be pulling B5 for separate vote, and we will be pulling E1 for discussion. So E1 and B5 will not be included in the first round. So anyone wishing to make a motion to move the consent calendar without those two issues?
Motion to approve.
There a second?
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. We will now go to B5, which is to be pulled for a separate vote.
Mr. Chairman, I ask that be removed for a separate vote. I have a remote interest in item B5. Our grocery store does own a pharmacy that's had a long-standing contract with Caremark PCS. Retail pharmacies are very confusing when you start looking at the contractual stuff, and this Caremark PCS is just a clearinghouse of processing insurance claims. But Stanislaus Partners in Health has then wants the contract with Caremark PCS, which then I have a contract with, and it's a remote interest. But it's fair to say that I should abstain, and I will.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to make a motion on B5?
Motion to approve B5.
There a second?
I'll second it.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Passed.
They didn't give Supervisor O'Brien a chance to get out of the room.
They're fast walking.
It's intimidating.
We will now go to E1 for discussion. Supervisor Withrow?
I just wanted to pull this real quick just to point out, kind of commend the board here and to commend Monica. You know, we talk about the cuts that we're doing everywhere to everybody, and I just want to make sure that this is out there and everybody sees this as we do these things with consent. Sometimes nobody even looks at it, but this position that we've just hired Monica is taking a $40,000 reduction from what it was paid for the previous year. So I want to thank all the board members for that, and I want to thank Monica for accepting that, just in going in line with everything else we're doing in this county. So thank you.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Passed. We will now go to B7, Nancy Bronstein and Jody Hayes.
Good morning, Chairman Monteith, members of the board, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring, Nancy Bronstein with the Chief Executive Office. With me this morning is also
Good morning, Chairman Monteith, members of the board, Supervisor Robinson, and County Council Doring. Before we get started this morning, Nancy and I did just want to take a moment to, and we're going to have some thank yous later, but based on our prior presentation, it is important that we recognize who's really helped us get here today. And Chief Powers was very instrumental in all of the work that we've ever done in our office, as he's mentioned. He mentioned that he taught us everything that we know. And actually, last night, Nancy and I didn't know what to present today, but we got him on the cell phone. And he prepared the presentation that you've seen today. And it's unfortunate that we will not have our safety net going forward. But we do want to just take a moment to thank Chief Powers for all that's happened in our office. Thank you. Chief.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
We are pleased to be here today to request approval of salary savings agreements that have been approved by 7 county labor organizations. Since the approval of the proposed budget, CO senior staff and departments have been actively working to develop budget solutions to eliminate supplementing future operating budgets with one-time funds. We're currently projecting a general fund deficit of $16.5 million in budget year 2012-2013, and that's after the use of $9.2 million in one-time funds. Staff has been continually modeling options and alternatives to eliminate the structural shortfall in ongoing use of one-time funds. With 30%, 6% of the county budget and 53% of the general fund budget used to cover salary and benefit costs, part of the solutions needs to be a reduction in these costs. We've taken many steps over the last few years to reduce salary and benefit costs, and I wanted to highlight some of those for you today. We currently have the 5% salary reduction agreement for all county employees during fiscal year 2010, 2011, and 2011-2012. Where there's been a reduction in retirement benefits for all employees hired after January 1, 2011. And we've also negotiated agreements with labor groups to address benefit cost increases. We've been maintaining position vacancies, reducing extra help and temporary staffing, and reducing or even eliminating all out-of-county travel. There's been modifications to compensation and benefit plans for unrepresented management and confidential employees, limits on vacation cash outs, and unfortunately, reductions in force where necessary. In addition, since fiscal year 2007-2008, we've seen a decline of 996 full-time allocated positions and 658 full-time county employees. With the salary deduction agreement expiring June 30, 2012, and little economic relief in sight, it's become apparent that additional salary savings were needed. With healthcare negotiations just starting because of the contract expiration on December 31, 2011 for healthcare benefits, we saw a unique opportunity to invite our labor groups to simultaneously negotiate salary and benefits. Because labor contracts were not expiring until June 30, 2012, the salary portion of these discussions were voluntary for all labor groups. But we did have a number of groups actively engage in discussions on salary savings. We then had 8 groups sign tentative agreements to take a 6% permanent salary deduction to be effective July 1, 2012, after the expiration of the current 5% deduction agreement. 7 county labor groups have now ratified the agreement to reduce labor costs permanently, effective July 1, 2012. Wanted to talk a little bit about what's included in these agreements. They include 48 hours of special accrued leave time, or 6 days. This is down from the 13 that's approved in the current agreement. They've also, the 7 groups that have agreed to the salary savings have also agreed to extend their labor agreements through June 30, 2014 from the current expiration date of June 30, 2012. Employees will contribute 6% of their base wage each paycheck through a salary deduction. These deductions will lower the county's cost for base salary, payroll taxes, and retirement. As is currently allowed, retiring employees may be exempted for up to 12 months upon notice of retirement from the 6% permanent salary deduction. Employees will receive credit of 1.52 hours of special accrued leave time for each pay period up to 48 hours per fiscal year. These time will be used during any planned office closure dates or by request of the employee. Employees may carry unused SALT hours forward into a different fiscal year, but they may not accrue more than 40 hours of SALT at any given time. And there's also no cash value associated with these SALT days. We do have provisions in all of our agreements that tie the reduction in SALT days to increases. So for each 1% salary increase, 1 leave day will be eliminated until the employee's 6% salary deduction has been eliminated along with the 6 days of SALT. The 7 groups ratifying the agreement are Stanislaus Sworn Deputies Association, Stanislaus Probation Officers Association, Probation Correction Officers Association, Emergency Dispatchers Association, our Sheriff Supervisors Association, Sheriff Management, and the District Attorney's Investigators. We do have a signed tentative agreement with our Deputy Sheriff's Association and our continuing discussion with the California Nurses Association. The labor agreements for all other bargaining units are set to expire on June 30th, 2012, and we will enter into negotiations and discussions on salary savings during this process with all groups who do not have a salary savings agreement in place at that time.
One of the recommendations before you this morning is to apply the same salary deductions going forward for all unrepresented employees, including management, confidential, department heads, and elected officials. So we want to recognize that we have approximately 360 employees or positions in the county in those unrepresented ranks who will also receive the same exact provisions of these agreements. These will apply to all of our all of those individuals that we mentioned, including all elected officials. The elected officials will not participate in the special accrued leave time as they do not accrue vacation benefits and other leave time benefits like most employees in the county, so therefore they will not participate in that portion of the provisions before you today. Our sheriff has requested to have an additional 4% salary deduction taken in addition to the 6% so that he will have a 10% salary deduction in place in total. The fiscal impact of the agreements are certainly intended to assist the county in resolving or at least partially impacting our ongoing budget deficits. We're projecting a total of $4.5 million in savings for the entire county. For all of the bargainings before you today, including the unrepresented employees. This would be an annual savings estimate starting July of next year. Our actual savings may be lower based on potential reductions in departmental revenue and where that comes into play is if we have a grant program or a contract that we've signed with another entity that reimburses us for some salary costs. We won't actually see that savings, but another entity would receive that savings on behalf of this agreement. The estimated savings will assist in reducing our operational costs and our effort to preserve jobs for the existing county workforce and to maintain those critical services to the community. While we recognize the agreements will not resolve the entire projected deficit in the next fiscal year or beyond, the agreements do provide our departments and our county leadership a great opportunity to do advanced budget planning well in advance of the upcoming fiscal year and beyond and will assist us in those projections. We have several recommendations for your consideration this morning, and we'll just go through those briefly. Recommendation number one is to approve the agreements with the following employee organizations to implement the 6% salary deduction program effective July 1st, 2012, and it's all seven of those bargaining units that Nancy mentioned. We're also recommending that you authorize the extension of the expiration date of the current MOUs in place for those bargaining units from June 30, 2012 to June 30, 2014. For each of those respective bargaining units. We're recommending that you authorize the implementation of the 6% permanent salary deduction for unrepresented management and confidential employees and all elected officials effective July 1st, 2012, as outlined in the report, and to authorize the implementation of an additional 4% salary deduction for the sheriff coroner effective July 1st, 2012 through June 30, 2014. We're requesting that you authorize the CEO or designee to sign all of the agreements and that you authorize the CEO and the county auditor controller to implement all terms and conditions of the approved agreements in compliance with state and federal laws. In wrapping up this morning, we do want to recognize that many, many people have worked very hard over the last several months to bring these agreements before you today and all of the work that you see today and the recommendations. And while our labor groups and many folks in the chief executive office were instrumental in all of those discussions, we do really owe all of our gratitude and thanks to the employees of each of those bargaining units that you saw on the screen before you this morning. They have come to the table well in advance of the expiration of their contracts. They've negotiated agreements in good faith with the county to help provide us a long-range fiscal projection and an agreement that's the best that we could be worked out amongst all parties at this time. And we appreciate their help and we want to thank all of them personally. With that, we'd like to answer any questions you may have. Or
anyone on the board wishing to comment or question? If not, or are you?
I'll just echo what Mr. Hayes said, and that we do thank all of our employees who participated in this. These don't go into effect until July 1st, 2012, but these these bargaining units were able to lock in what their salary is going to be. And, you know, when we're talking health insurance increases, it was a good time for them to lock in what their paychecks would be. So I need to thank everybody who participated in it.
Any other comments? If not, I'll open it to the public at this time. Anyone wishing to make a comment? If not, I'll bring it back to the board. And may I also join in and thank all of those who participated. We greatly appreciate you working with us during these trying times, and once again, we want to say thank you. Does anyone have a comment or wish to make a motion?
For comment, I'd like to point out one more time, the sheriff asked for 4%. It doesn't go unseen. I appreciate it, and I know that your troops were in tough times, and I know they appreciate it, too. So thank you, Sheriff.
I guess I'm going to just jump on the bandwagon here a little bit and just, you know, at my office, we always talk about our employees wanting to take ownership. It's a big thing. We want them to take ownership in what they're doing and be a part of the organization that way. And I feel that's what everybody's doing here. They're taking ownership by taking these cuts. Everybody's buying into what we're having to do here. And as painful as it is, everybody appreciates it. And I know how much the board appreciates it. You can hear that today. And I just think everybody who works for the county is taking ownership in their job. And I think that's a big deal, and it's to commend everybody for doing that. So, thanks, guys.
Any additional comments, or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
There a second?
A second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will now go to correspondence.
This board has received a notice of availability of the draft program environmental impact report for the Delta Plan. Is available for review between November 4, 2011 and January 3, 2012.
Referred to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received the annual financial report from the Stanislaus County Law Library.
Acknowledge receipt of report.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Officer, Risk Management Division. Board of Supervisors reports. Yes.
I just want to point out one more time, Mr. Powers, I know that in life, you know, these are fleeting moments. You're here for 4 years and you're gone. You're here for 6 years, you're here for 8 years, and you always hope that you left, your work, you left people in charge, but you've left it in a better place. And I'll tell you again, I wish you the best of luck down in Southern California. You're going to be sorely missed around here. You're obviously a shining star in our department heads, and you've done a great job, and you've definitely left us in a better position, so thank you.
Thank you. Any other reports or comments? If not, then we'll go to the Legislative, Physical, and Management Report. Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah, just one announcement, if I may. We do have a board retreat planning meeting scheduled for Thursday, November 10th, 2011, beginning at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is Martin Peterson Event Center at 720 12th Street here in Modesto. Also want to take a moment to congratulate Monica Nino for her appointment and the contract that the Board of Supervisors approved today. I know you've made an excellent choice, and Monica will lead this organization very successfully for years to come under your leadership and guidance as the board that you are. So, congratulations, Monica.
And with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.